Hello, this is Alan Tepper for Technotour, Capico FM, and Pro Video Coalition, and this is part one of my test of Shure's palindromic and dynamic 545 microphone, which is currently set to low impedance as it ships from the factory. No equalization will be applied to this test. I will normalize the final recording to minus 16 LUFS, or LUFS, as covered in prior articles. The palindromic 545 I am using has Shure's enormous A81WS windscreen and is mounted in Shure's own A55M shockstopper mic clip, aka shock mount, on Heil's PL2T overhead boom. Let's see how well the 81WS windscreen sonically transforms the palindromic and dynamic microphone as it did for Mike Rygielski with the SM57 in the video you saw and heard above this recording. I am emphasizing the word palindrome and palindromic not only because I'm a palindrome lover and my radio show is called Capico FM, which translates to palindrome and palindromic, but also to test how well that enormous A81WS windscreen avoids peep-popping, considering that I am extremely close to it as I speak. The 545 palindromic and dynamic microphone from Shure is connected to the high-impedance preamp of the Mix Pre-D from Sound Devices with the low-cut filter active on the mixer. With the microphone set to low impedance, I have set the input potentiometer of the Mix Pre-D at 10 o'clock in clock nomenclature to get a conservative initial level. As I do whenever possible, we are recording at 48 kHz, which is the absolute standard for digital audio for video, as I have covered in past articles. I am recording with Hindenburg Journalist Pro, which continues to be my favorite program for recording and editing on a conventional computer. Stand by for part two of this test. And I'm still Alan Tepper, and this is part two of the Shure palindromic and dynamic 545 microphone, but now we have changed the impedance of the microphone to high impedance after moving the jumper inside of the microphone. And as I said before, no equalization will be applied to this test. I will normalize the final recording to minus 16 LUFS, or LUFS, as covered in prior articles. And I'm just repeating so you can hear any difference in the quality of my sound. Theoretically, it will have changed the equalization without using any equalizer or any equalization plugins or anything like that, just by changing the impedance of the microphone. So I'm just going to continue here and describe that the palindromic 545 that I'm using is together with Shure's enormous A81WS windscreen, and it's mounted into Shure's own A55M shockstopper mic clip, also known as a shock mount, and that is mounted on Heil's PL2T overhead boom. Let's see how well the A81WS windscreen sonically transforms the palindromic and dynamic 545 microphone, as it did for Matt Rygielski with the SM57 in the video you saw and heard above this recording. I'm emphasizing the word palindrome and palindromic not only because I'm a palindrome lover and because my show is called Capicua FM, but also to test how well the enormous A81WS windscreen avoids peep-popping, considering that I'm extremely close to it as I speak. The 545 palindromic and dynamic microphone from Shure is connected to the high impedance preamp of the Mix Pre-D, and now the microphone is actually set to high impedance, so let's see how different I sound with the result of that change. And the Mix Pre-D is from Sound Devices, and it has the low-cut filter active on the mixer. With the microphone set at high impedance, I now have the input potentiometer of the Mix Pre-D at 11 in clock nomenclature to get a conservative initial level. As I do whenever possible, we are recording at 48 kHz, which is the absolute standard for digital audio for video, as I have covered in past articles. I am recording with Hindenburg Journalist Pro, which continues to be my favorite program for recording and editing on a conventional computer. Let's see how this compares to part one, where I had the microphone set to its original factory setting of low impedance.